on Blueprint, time to journey to the hills and dales of southern Tasmania for First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Country Living.
Hello, Patriots, and welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Country Living. I'm First Dog on the Moon. I'm broadcasting live from the First Dog on the Moon Institute, which is located on a little farmlet in Tasmania's beautiful Huon Valley. And I want to talk about a few things that are happening. Well, of course, nothing is happening. Nothing ever happens. But there is a lot going on. Today, we are asking, what is lockdown like on the farm? I mean, it's not a farm. But that is a good question anyway. What is lockdown like? Being locked down here is not really any different to not being locked down as long as you don't leave the property. The chickens get locked down, but that's just at night, put to bed, just before sundown. We have to keep the feral cats and the quolls away. No foxes to worry about, though, in Tasmania. I have talked about that before. And we're getting eggs now from three of our five chickens. Maybell is laying traditional brown eggs. Purple is laying again, and she's back to her beautiful, dainty blue eggs. And the surprise of the season is June, whose eggs are a profound olive colour. It feels miraculous. It's like chicken Christmas. I mean, I can put a picture of them on the Facebook, the First Dog on the Moon Facebook. We do, unfortunately, have that down here. Now, someone was pinching the eggs for a while. We suspect the forest ravens. So in order to combat the ravens going into the coop, we have to go outside every time we hear an egg song. And the chickens, who equate us with food, are now singing a lot more egg songs than there are eggs. But that's okay. Loretta and Tammy aren't laying at all yet. They're part of the original crew. If they are laying, they're hiding away somewhere to do it. It'll be fun to find that nest full of old weird eggs one day. So anyway, depending on the weather, we lock the sheep in the orchard or we let them out into the paddocks. They're safer from dogs in the orchard, but they go out if the weather's really bad because they can get under some of the bigger trees, out of the wind and the rain. Although we did let them out the other day because the big frosts were coming. And in the morning, they're just lying there in the middle of the paddock. Frost-encrusted sheep. They didn't seem to bother them. They don't seem to mind. The pond has frozen over, but the sheep are just fine wandering about. In other interesting sheep news, Gently, you've all met Gently. We have three sheep, Gently, Adele, and Noodle, who was previously called Nervous because he was nervous, but we thought that that was probably unfair. And they're foster sheep. Anyway, it's a long story. But Gently appears to have fallen in love with Pinky, who's one of the sheep who live with Stefan and Louise at the bottom of the valley. And they put their four sheep out to graze on our paddocks sometimes because there's, you know, a fair bit of grass about. And Gently and Pinky have taken a shine to each other, which is quite nice. Here's Maybell. Maybell, do you have a word? No. Okay. Well, thank you. We had a very dry July this year. People were starting to actually get worried about the amount of rain we weren't having. But then, of course, we had 60 mil of rain in a couple of days just last week, so the tanks all filled up, even though some, I mean, I'm assuming people had gotten the water trucks in, and then the rain came, and that's really frustrating when you do that. There's also a lot more rain coming this weekend. If you can trust the Bureau of Meteorology, which we do in general, there are no Craig Kellys here, which is certainly a good thing. Usually the forecasted weather will turn up, and one spot or another might not get it in the area. The fog and mist is all over the place. It really doesn't know if it's coming or going. It's usually doing both. The Bureau said snow down to 100 metres and or sea level last week as well. We got a few flakes here, but not a lot. Although they were snowboarding in the streets in Launceston, being pulled along behind cars. That's nice. We did get a lot of hail, though, and that filled up the gutters with ice, which meant we got some water through the leak in the lounge room ceiling, and I thought we had fixed that, but here we are. Interestingly, and I'm sure Craig Kelly should do an inquiry into this as well, the Tasmanian Weather Bureau occasionally uses poems on Twitter to do their forecasts. And in researching this, just having a look, I noticed that a number of the weather bureaus around the country do it. Although, okay, a number of the weather bureaus around the country do it. Although, of course, Tasmania's is the best. For example, this one from a few months ago, I quite liked it. It'll be wintry, wild and windy and wet, though the really cold days do not happen just yet. I hope you stay warm and your puffer's not torn. You can visit our website to see what you'll get. See, that's what I want the public service in this country to be doing. Little poems. Here's one. A westerly flow continues to blow and it's wet in the south and the west. Other centres are fine. Now it's forecasting time and we forecast that Tassie's the best. And it is, of course. Thanks for listening.